Locker room chats continue here on 103.9 KNZA as we get set for week two of high school football coming up this week. And now we get a chance to talk to Nick Fumler, head coach at Donovan West, after a 46-0 loss to Washington County in the opener last week. And obviously, Coach, you wanted to see some things. You had a fresh new roster, not many returning players. It was a lot of new faces going into the first game. Washington County had a lot of returning pieces. They're able to get the win. What was the overall takeaway from that week one loss?
Well, I tell you what, you know, like I said, a lot of new faces, a lot of young kids on the field against a veteran team that's been doing what they do for a few years. And our youth and inexperience showed early on. Come out and they kind of come right at us, and I don't know that we were ready for it. You know, you can't practice game speed. It's hard to do, you know, running against your young guys. We kind of put ourselves in the bad spot early. But I saw some grit in my guys. You know, I felt like we grew up in the second half. You know, we go into halftime, we're down 38-0, and we told them, hey, you know, we can go out here and kick off to them and let them go down and score and go home early, or we can go take advantage of the opportunity to go out here and continue to fight, continue to try to get better against a good quality football team. And the kids did that. I thought, you know, we came out of the locker room and played a much better second half. Got a little more physical, did a little bit better job of tackling, getting off blocks. And I thought in a lot of ways we grew up. Now, you know, we're in no way satisfied with a 46-0 butt kicking, but I saw a lot of things in the second half that really encouraged me, and things that we can take with these young guys and grow on and get ready and get better for the rest of the season.
Well, that certainly has to feel good when it's a scenario like that. You get down big in the first half, but instead of packing it away, you do take some strides, you do see some improvements, and you see a little bit better play in the second half. And now you can carry that over into this week and getting set for Care Paravel on Friday. How do you kind of utilize that second half and kind of the preparation this week?
Well, you know, I just the toughness and the not quit, you know, you got to love that out of kids. You know, I always say, you know, if you're not willing to give up, if you're not going to let yourself quit, then we can continue to get better. You know, the kids that are going to pack it in and say, yeah, we've had enough, then that makes for a long season. So I'm encouraged by that. The challenge this week is an entirely different challenge than what Washington County was. Washington County, you know, great big fullback, good quarterback. They're just going to come at you and run the option and pound it at you. And Care Parable is like the opposite of that. They throw the ball about 75% of the time. Got a bunch of quick receivers, got a good quarterback. It's a different kind of challenge. But I told the kids, I just as soon see this kind of thing early in the season. We go from a ground and pound team to a spread team that's going to throw it all over the place. And it gets us ready for what we're going to see down the road in our district play. So I'm excited about the opportunity, different challenge, and the kids are excited about it. They've had good practices this week, and we'll see if we can go out and slow them down a little bit.
Donovan West coming up week two. They'll get Care Paravel for their matchup at home on Friday. We'll talk about that when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Continuing our conversation with Donovan West head coach Nick Fumler as our locker room chats continue here as we get you set for week two of high school football. Coach, Care Paravel is the opponent coming up on Friday. You know, this is a Care Paravel team that's had the luxury of playing the number one team in the state last week in Axtell. And well, lo and behold, they had a 2-point lead in the third quarter of that game and was right there with the top team in 8-man D2 in Axtell. But Axtell went on a monster run. They ended up hanging up 80 points, going on to win. Axtell outscored Care Paravel in the second half 52-6, or at least once it got to 32-30. So obviously Axtell took care of business. But, you know, how much do you know about Care Paravel? We talked a little bit about they're going to be more of a passing game and a passing-type team. But, you know, what's the scouting report look like for them?
Well, they're an athletic team. Got a bunch of long, tall, fast kids at the receiver positions. Some guys we definitely got to worry about there. Quarterback is a guy that can tuck the ball and run it and make some things happen, but really wants to be a passer. I think they really want him to be a passer. What they do in their run game is you know, fairly simple. We just got to execute and get to the football and make sure we're clear on our coverages and stuff and execute defensively. You know, a big part of it really is going to be we've got to be better offensively. We can't play defense the whole game. If we can go out and execute our run game. And I felt Friday night we were, you know, we had some things in the run game, but we just weren't consistent enough. And I felt like, you know, if we just do a better job of getting on our blocks and staying on our blocks, then our run game gets a little bit better. And of course the run game feeds into the play action game. So I think if we can get a little bit better offensively and stay on the field on that side a little bit more, that helps our defense a little bit, keep a high powered offense on the sidelines. So it's just kind of a combination of those two things, being better offensively, making sure we know we're assignment sound and getting a little pass rush on the defensive side and do those two things and hopefully that gives us a chance.
It might be some other coaches feel differently, but I wanted to get your kind of take on this. Do you feel like you're expecting or wanting to see at least the biggest improvement maybe from week to week? Is it that week one to week two jump? Do you see it later in the year? What's kind of the expectation on the improvement from week one to week two?
Well, I think for us, we've had so many kids that, you know, haven't been on, not only haven't been on a varsity football field, haven't been on the football field at all very much. You know, because of low numbers, we've only played a couple of JV games in the last 3 years. So, you know, I've got juniors and seniors that haven't played very much football. And so getting them out there, I think we saw a big jump from the first half to the second half Friday night, just with them getting out there and getting a feel for the game and understanding the pace and the tempo that they have to play out and the intensity they have to bring. And so, you know, then hopefully we see that same jump from week one to week two. We kind of go into the game with that understanding of what it's going to be versus we go into the game not knowing what it's going to be and having to figure it out on the fly. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we can take a big step here in week two. I think we have the kids. I think I said that last week. I think we have the kids that if it comes together and our young guys grow up fast, I still think we have the capability of going out and playing with people and winning some games. So we just got to continue to get better.
Finally, Coach, a couple keys to Friday's game against Cara Paravel to go out and get a win.
I think just being sound in our coverages, making sure everybody knows where they're at and what their job is. And getting a little pass rush up front. And then, like I said, executing a little bit better in our run game and in our pass game on the offensive side of the ball and being able to put some points on the board and keep their offense on the sideline.
There it is. Nick Fumler, head coach at Donovan West. They get set for their Week 2 matchup coming up on Friday at home against Cara Paravel. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for joining us as always, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thank you. We'll talk to you soon.